Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The molecule fluorine is yellow in color and is in the halogen group. But what we may not know is how many drug molecules it appears in. Nicholas Leadbeater, an associate professor of chemistry at the University of Connecticut, tells us more.
Fluorine is arguably the most reactive chemical element known. In fact, elemental fluorine, which is a gas at room temperature, will react with every other element in the periodic table, with the exceptions of helium and neon. This is because fluorine is very electronegative. That means that it attracts electrons to itself from other elements. However, when fluorine reacts, it forms stable compounds called fluorides. And because of its reactivity, when chemists want to make molecules containing a fluorine atom, they rarely use elemental fluorine, but instead use the more stable fluorides. One of the biggest areas of interest to chemists recently is the selective incorporation of fluorine atoms into pharmaceuticals. This can make them more readily taken up by the body, as well as prolonging their activity. But this selective incorporation of fluorine atoms is really challenging. In a chemist's lab, high temperatures or highly reactive intermediates have often been used to incorporate fluorine into compounds. However, with the development of modern chemistry, it's now beginning to be possible to prepare fluorine-containing molecules more easily and also manipulate them once made. In my lab and others around the world, chemists are using metal catalysts to help replace either hydrogen atoms or other similar atoms by fluorine. In addition, it's possible to introduce groups containing three fluorine atoms into molecules. These reactions can significantly alter the chemical properties of molecules and open up avenues for better medicines.
That was the University of Connecticut's Nicholas Leadbeater. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. It's a-